This podcast was made available to you by Wishik Enterprises, helping artists create a presence on the web at www.wishek.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. This is high atop the Seattle Space Needle, the crown jewel of Seattle, Washington. And today we are celebrating the 10th anniversary of BetterPhoto.com, and I've invited a couple of special guests. I'll start with the first one, Mr. Jim Motke, who is the president and founder of BetterPhoto.com, a professional photographer focusing on stock and travel and wildlife photography. And his mission has always been to educate photographers at many skill levels and unleash their creativity, making new friends along the way. His goal is to help people build confidence in themselves, in their artistic knowledge and skills. And his latest book is Better Photo Guide to Digital Photography. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thank you, Jack. Thanks for having me on. And, hey, we're 52 stories above Seattle. I hope you're not scared of heights.
You know, I really want to thank you for inviting me up here to share this experience with you, because Seattle is my hometown, believe it or not. I used to live up here.
Welcome back.
And the view is spectacular. Yeah. What a great day to be up here.
We do. We have a beautiful day, a perfect day for photographers, because it's clear but cloudy enough to have drama in the sky.
Well, before we get to the photography of this venue here, I just want to ask you a couple of questions. Since this is your 10-year anniversary.
Woohoo!
Yeah, I like that. How did you get started? What made you think up the concept of doing online photography courses?
Wow, it's 10 years ago, I was a photographer just having fun, and I had a friend who was going to a college back east, and she had a double major of American Studies and High Tech. And so interestingly, for her master's thesis, she had to place her master's thesis online on this thing called the web, and I had no idea what it was. But through what she did, I witnessed what she did, and I just got all excited. And I said, wow, you know, you can put your own words and your own pictures together and publish them yourself without having to go through an editor and, you know, go through that process of finding someone to believe in you.
Yeah, actually, and now you're even broadcasting across the web.
Yes, exactly. Isn't that amazing?
Oh, I tell you, science is amazing, and time has gone by, and I think the interesting thing about what you do in helping photographers is that you can reach through the internet anywhere. I mean, they can take a course from you from Australia, can't they?
Oh yeah, no doubt. And that is so exciting. Back in that time when I saw that website being happening and got inspired, I thought, I don't want to just do a homepage on myself. I don't want to do just a personal homepage. But I'd like to do something about photography, because I love photography. So I put up my top 10 tips. And in the beginning, you know, I got a few people questioning, asking different things. And now we're 150,000 members strong.
150,000, that is a large group of people, especially if they were all up here with us right now in the Space Needle.
Yeah, we would topple it. And you're right that they're all over the world. It's so exciting for me to see that some of our students and members are in Australia or Singapore, UK. They are all over the world.
How do you and your group of friends, I'm going to call your staff friends, because I know you guys are all friends, and you have one of them here today. We're going to interview a little bit later, Carrie Dreger, your content manager, who's also an excellent photographer in his own right. But how do you manage to come up so well on the search engines when you're promoting your site?
Oh, that's a great question, Jack. People ask that all the time. Basically, I do think that a lot of our advantages that we got in early with Google. Back in 1996, I started working on what they call search engine optimization. And there are techniques where you say things a certain way. What you do is you kind of find out what people are searching for. And on the internet, everything is kind of trackable. So you can find out that, hey, people are very interested. They search for photography tips. But maybe they don't search as much for some other more arcane subject. So you sort of put pages up. You know, it's basically, it's an interesting science. you give the people what they want. You find out what they want, and then you give it to them. And that works very well with Better Photos philosophy and our mission. We're always interested in helping photographers unleash their creativity. And I personally believe that, you know, everybody has a creative side, and they need to express it. So they search the Internet and find Better Photo.
Well, it is important. Search engine optimization is the thing, and I think every photographer needs help with that. I know you guys create websites for some of your photographers. I know the guy that's helping us out here today, Chip Vandergilder, has got a website. I have a website. Carrie has a website. So photographers, it's important to maintain that presence on the web, especially if you're going to market your photography.
Absolutely.
And optimization has got to be the key to that.
It really does play a big part. And I have a one-year photography class that I teach at Better Photo. And just this past week, their assignment for this month was to get a website, because it is so important to not only have a presence and put yourself out there in that electronic format, but also to put your best foot forward. So their assignment specifically was get a website and then brutally, brutally edit your work.
Brutally, as in
yes.
Have everybody that you know that's good take a look at what you're doing.
Exactly, and talk about it and trust your own gut instincts and make sure that you weed the photos out that are just okay. And, for example, if you have many photos of one place, like the Space Needle, pick the one photo that really does the job.
Well, let's talk about those photos for
sure.
A second. I know you gave my webmaster some to put on Photomall, Photomall.com. I know you will have some up at betterphoto.com after the broadcast. But today we have some in our gallery from this broadcast. Give us an overview of some of the photos you brought to us today.
Sure, Jack. I gave to your webmaster some images of Seattle and the Space Needle and the surrounding area. And if visitors do go to photomall.com and click on my name to get into the gallery, you'll see a few photos. One that you'll see right away is of the Space Needle itself. And it's a tall panoramic image. And it was shot from a parking lot. And on the bottom are these things called the international flags. They're very beautiful sculptures that point up. Now, the trick with this photo is that if you're going to do a city scene or any monument in the night, people often ask me, how do I do night photography? And the trick is you don't really do it at night. You do it at twilight. You do it about 15 minutes after sunset. And about 15 to 20 minutes after sunset, you're pretty much done. And the reason for that you'll see in that photo is this purple sky. There's a, you know, you just get this beautiful color. And if you wait longer, you get this kind of unappealing black sky.
So twilight is the best time to at least begin doing or do your night shots, because it gives you better sky color. And I also noticed that there was a lot of light on the art images down below. They almost look gold.
Yes, exactly. And that's just the ambient light from the scene, but it does kind of balance very nicely. And in the book talks that I give, I often show a before photo of this, where those international flags are blocking the subject. But by repositioning myself and waiting until that twilight, I get this photo that's this panoramic.
Now, I noticed when we were walking around the deck earlier, we could see, especially from up here, how many stories? 40 stories? 50?
52, said 52. The guy in the elevator.
52 stories. And I noticed we were talking about the different designs in the water, and you brought us a photo, I think, that's on the site.
Yes.
Tell me about how you look for designs in water and wind movements.
That is another great question, too. Yeah, you see some beautiful water patterns from up here. It's a neat thing that if anybody's familiar with the Seattle area, there's a bridge that goes over Lake Washington, and every time you go over it, it's a floating bridge. So half is often really rough waves. And then right on the other side of the bridge, it's as calm as a mirror, and it's always a fun kind of effect to see. When I come up to a body of water, I usually do it in the early morning or the late afternoon when the sun is low in the sky, and I use a telephoto lens to get very close and just fill the frame with the subject. And what I'm looking for is an abstract image that just captures this interesting color pattern. And that's what we have up on your website in that image of the water reflections. Now, that was taken down near the foot of the Space Needle at the Fisherman's Wharf area. There's a whole bunch of wharfs on the bay here, on Elliott Bay. It's a fantastic place to photograph. You could just walk the walk along and just find interesting subjects like that.
And there, and yeah, you have you've brought us a number of shots from around the Pacific Northwest. It's such a beautiful place to do photography.
It is.
I wanted to you to talk about those. Before we do that, though, there was one question I had. As I'm sitting here, as I look out over the bay, I'm also looking through protective wires, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, now how am I going to remove these wires from my photograph?
That's just a great question. I mean, it is a tough thing, and people come up to the Space Needle and photograph from it, but honestly, you're going to have problems like that. And what I do specifically to answer your question is I just move in very close and stick my telephoto lens through those wires. And one important thing, I make sure that my camera strap is wrapped around my neck.
That's very important. Yeah.
But you do want to move in close. Now, if you're at a different subject like a zoo, you can sometimes get right up to the fence and it'll just blur away. But in this situation, these cables are very big, so you want to stick your lens through. But basically, wide-angle photographers are kind of out of luck here. You're going to have a harder time getting a wider view without distracting elements.
And I remember from one of our previous shows, you said bring all your equipment. That may not be possible at the Space Needle, but assuming you could, how about some choices of lenses from this far up? Whoops.
We'll talk about that later.
We've got to go to a break.
If your four-legged family member has an allergy that just won't go away, then go to nopetallergies.com. Find out if Bicom 2000 Therapy is for your pet. Bicom 2000 Therapy is a proven technology that's been tried and tested in Germany for over 28 years. It works by detecting electromagnetic signals coming from your pet's body, analyzing them, and modifying them into a healing signal for the body. There are no drugs, shots, or ointments. It's a natural, painless way of healing with no side effects. That's because it strengthens the patient's own defense and self-healing powers. Does it work? In one test of 154 patients with allergies, for 78% of them, all symptoms disappeared and had not returned 6 months after undergoing the therapy. Sound too good to be true? Then get the facts and judge for yourself by checking out the documented case studies for dogs, cats, birds, and horses at nopetallergies.com. That's nopetallergies.com.
If you struggle with quality when it comes to your product shots or would like to bring them in-house to save money, consider Photosimile. This PC-controlled photography studio is like having a professional photographer on staff. In fact, in seconds, anyone can use Photosimile to obtain professional photography results. The controlled lighting environment inside of the light box yields shadow-free images that are perfect for websites, online auctions, product catalogs, and more. Simply place items in the light box, preview them on your monitor, and click Snap in the Photosimile software to take a picture. Images are automatically sent from camera to PC via USB for immediate viewing, editing, and saving. Photosimile also features watermarking, annotation, and batch saving capabilities. To learn more about Photosimile and how you can take product pictures like a pro, go to photosimile.com. That's photo, S-I-M-I-L-E.com.
Introducing nomorewebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At nomorewebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want nomorewebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the Internet, you need to check out morephotos.com.
With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page. Create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com. If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack Warren, high on top of the Seattle Space Needle, the crown jewel of Seattle, Washington, with my buddy and co-host today, Mr. Jim Motke, founder of BetterPhoto.com. Jim, isn't this weather fabulous up here?
It is fabulous. I don't know if you want to look outside, again, if you're scared of heights. It's beautiful, beautiful day up here in the Pacific Northwest.
Well, this segment of the show, we have a new sponsor, CameraPrices.com, and just want to mention their name at the top of the show. You'll hear more about them as we move along, but what's interesting about their website is that you can compare camera products side by side. That'd be kind of an interesting way to approach it, I think, don't you?
Well, absolutely, and you know, that's a fantastic tool. And in fact, Better Photo has something like that too—a camera calculator. But you know, I think digital photographers and people who want to get into digital photography are so there's just such an appetite for help.
Oh, there is. Yes.
I mean, there's like 967 digital cameras listed at Better Photo,
yeah.
So nobody can sort through these things. So they need all these tools to find out why a megapixel, you know, what's a good LCD screen. So anything to help them, I wholeheartedly endorse.
Well, let's talk a minute about the contests that you promote on BetterPhoto.com. And some of the photographs that you brought to us today of the Seattle Space Needle, would any of those qualify as a winner on one of your contests?
Grand prize!
I mean, if it wasn't taken by you, Jim.
No, yes, exactly. One of the big sad things of being president of the company is I cannot enter my own contest. No, I mean, we get some beautiful images in the contest, and one fun thing about it is that afterwards we categorize the photos that people upload and place with, and therefore we have a gallery of beautiful images of the Space Needle and other subjects at Better Photo that are from the contest. Now, the contest is such a fun thing. If anybody's interested in photography, I encourage them to give it a try. We currently get over 25,000 photos every month.
Wow.
That we personally go through.
How do you go through that many images and choose a winner? And give me some pointers so that
sure.
I can win.
Absolutely. I really do want everyone to win. So I've written a couple articles at BetterPhoto.com saying how to win. And the basic idea, first of all, I'll answer your first question. We go through it in a series of rounds that I've developed a system where I've tried to make it as objective and scientific as possible. and we go through a bunch of different rounds. And one round we might be comparing a photographer's work to their own best work, and then we pick, this is your best work. And then another round we might be saying, this is the best image of the Space Needle. And at the end of the whole process, we come up with, out of those 25, 30,000 entries, 111. So it's something our staff works on every day.
Well, is there any trick, any to win any contest?
Send me an email.
All right, okay.
No, actually, there's a few different things. One of the first things that you have to do is think about your photo and your subject in an objective way. Everybody gets into an image, a scene, and they take a picture and say it's your kid and you love your kid. Well, you really have to put yourself in somebody else's shoes and go, you know, would this be really appealing if I did not know this person?
Mm-hmm.
And then you approach it in a more objective way. Some of the actual techniques that seem to work better are, we've talked on the show before about moving in close.
Right.
And I just have to mention it again because that's something we see all the time. There's a whole bunch of photos that basically you need to move in closer to your subject. Use compositional rules like the rule of thirds. You definitely want to have your subject not just properly exposed, meaning that it's nice and bright, but also creatively exposed. Use depth of field and shutter speed to make some really interesting creative effects.
So do you think that in most contests out there, the traditional photography is going to be the winner, or should I be more creative in my design?
I would definitely do more creative. You know, you want to go for more unique, especially with a mature subject. But one of the things we will
Okay, wait a minute.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to go to break here. I want you to think about this during the break. I want you to give us more information on how that we can win photo contests out there, number one, and then what the difference is between taking courses online versus going to a seminar or a workshop. Because
sure.
One of the things that I think that you guys provide is that online service. It's so great. You're listening to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show, high above Seattle, Washington, on top of the Space Needle. We're celebrating the 10th anniversary of BetterPhoto.com. We're syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
Your photos should be on a postcard. Go to GetCashForPhotos.com and get a free 7-part course on how to select photos that sell. You can make money from photos you've already taken if you know how to select them. And that's exactly what you'll learn in How to Select Photos That Sell. You'll get surefire tips that have kept professional photographers in business year after year. Tips like what to look for in photos that double their selling price, how to beat the competition, and when you should take multiple shots of your subject. Not only will you be able to select profitable photos, you'll automatically start taking photos that sell, no matter where you are, even if you're on vacation. Imagine how you'll feel and how impressed your friends will be when they see your photo on the cover of a national magazine or on a postcard. To get your free 7-part course, go to GetCashForPhotos.com. That's GetCashForPhotos.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Hi, my name is Michael, and I'd like to tell you about an excellent website and service I've used. The site is sutlaw.com, and it's the site for the Sutton Law Center. It features great free information on corporations, asset protection, and estate planning. When I finally decided to incorporate my business and protect my real estate, I used the Sutton Law Center. The attorneys and paralegals were great and clearly helped me through every step of the process. Now I'm saving on taxes and my assets are protected. You really should check them out. Visit sutlaw.com. That's sutlaw.com. Or call 800-700-1430 for free information. The Sutton Law Center is affordable, professional, and knowledgeable. Garrett Sutton, the firm's lead attorney, wrote the book Own Your Own Corporation as one of Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad advisors. So take my word and visit sutlaw.com or call 800-700-1430. You can start protecting your assets and saving on taxes today.
The day is coming that everyone will have their own website for their personal use, organization, or small business. .ws is a new top-level domain name, which will soon be the preferred alternative to .com. .ws stands for website. Reserve a .ws domain name and build your own website using simple point-and-click templates. Your website comes with 10 email addresses and the right to be a global .ws registry, which means you can sell .ws domain names and websites to others. WS has plenty of great domains left. Sound too good to be true? We're happy to prove it with a free 7-day trial. Log on to www.wearews.ws and take us for a test drive. After reserving a domain name and building your own website in minutes, use our free custom email marketing program to let others join the new internet land rush. That's wearews.ws.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from sharppics.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail-order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web-quality photography for the rest of us. Go to sharppics.com. That's sharpics.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers from high atop the Seattle Space Needle, the crown jewel of Seattle, Washington. I'm here with my co-host today, Mr. Jim Modke, founder of BetterPhoto.com. Hi, Jim. Welcome back.
Hi, Jack.
And before the break, we were talking about contests specifically, and I wanted to know if there's any, like, one thing. Is there one thing that you can give me that would maybe make me a better contest photographer?
I'll give you two.
Okay.
The first one is when you do enter a contest like the Better Photo one, be sure to categorize your photos correctly. If it is a landscape, put it in the landscapes, not in the pets or the people category. This is an easy tip, but it helps. The second one is to really study the winners. Any chance you get, spend time browsing through the winning photos and really question what makes this photo work. It's a great way to educate yourself on photography and win the photo contest.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, they must have won the contest for a reason. So if you learn from the people who win, then you obviously ought to be able to improve your skill level. Well, the other question I want you to answer for me is, what makes online photography courses different than on-location photography courses?
Well, the online experience that we offer at BetterPhoto.com, basically a student gets emailed a lesson once a week. They don't have to be at their computer at a particular time. It comes to them at any time. And then they basically have just under 2 weeks to go out and shoot the assignment that they're given by the instructor. When they're done, they upload the photos to the website, and the instructor will come and critique their work personally, individually. So the biggest thing that they get is this direct interaction and feedback with the instructor. It's less intimidating. They feel, you know, both, you know, the students feel very safe, and you get a pro looking at your photos and saying, wow, you really did it right here, or I like what you've done here, but I think that if you would have moved in closer or eliminated this distraction, it would be better.
Okay, so now compare that that were not online, obviously,
yes,
to gain your expertise. So compare that to courses where you're sitting in a classroom.
Great. The difference is that when you're in a classroom, you are, I love this saying by Confucius, I hear, I forget. I see, I remember. I do, I understand. When you're in a classroom, you're sitting and you're seeing, you're being shown something, and there are little tidbits that you will walk away with and remember. But when I go to a classroom setting and take a seminar on photography or Photoshop, I might spend a whole 8-hour Saturday, but then I walk away and by Tuesday or Wednesday, I've forgotten everything, unless I'm very disciplined and I put it into action myself. So the online thing, you are learning by practical experience. Now, to compare that to another fun way to learn photography, photo workshops, you can go on location and take like a 5-day workshop with a professional photographer. And in a situation like that, I found that the happiest customers are really the ones who are really looking for adventure and having a great time and just being taken to the right place at the right time.
Well, I think that's where we've taken everybody today. If you're just tuning in to the broadcast, we're high atop Seattle's Space Needle. And when we're talking about photography in a location such as this, we're certainly getting plenty of adventure under our belt.
Yes.
And we're also, we have scenic photography on the horizon here. But before we introduce our next guest, who is an expert at scenic photography, tell me, where do you see better photo going? This is your 10th year anniversary, Jim.
Yes.
What is your future? Where are you going next?
Oh, I'm so excited. You know, we just had the whole Better Photo staff. We have over a dozen people on staff now. We just had them all fly up. So first of all, I just want to say thanks to the Better Photo staff. I couldn't be here without them. They are an amazing group of people, and every one of them is just doing just a fantastic job. So big pat on the back to you guys. And where we're going is I'm excited to announce that we have these camera-specific courses. And we have all courses. We have over 50 online courses, and they're on topics such as macro photography or photographing children. They're usually subject-specific. But after a while, we listen to the feedback, and when I talk to customers, they would often say, yeah, that's really great, but I still want to know, what does this knob do on my camera? When I go and give book talks, they say the same thing. Can you just show me where that button is on this camera? So we've come out with classes specifically on the Canon.
More radio broadcasts like this one from the Seattle Space Needle.
Absolutely. Anytime that we can get together, and you know, maybe next time we'll do it from the pseudo Eiffel Tower in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that sounds like a good one. Well, you are going to be teaching at eBay Live, I hear, this year.
Yeah, that's right. We'll be giving a few classes there, and I think you and I should get together and do a show.
Hey, that sounds like a great plan. Well, we were talking about your future, and I think we'd be remiss if we didn't introduce our next guest, who happens to be your content manager, Mr. Kerry Greger. How you doing, Kerry?
Oh, hi, Jack. It's great to be here today.
Hey, isn't this a fantastic site?
Oh, it's incredible. I was just mentioning earlier, I hate heights, but I'll tell you, being this high up, 52 stories high on a beautiful day, talking photography, it doesn't get much better than this.
Boy, this is the way to live, that's for sure. And I know that you have a book out, Scenic Photography 101. Tell us a little bit about the content of your book and give us some pointers here, what we can use today.
Okay. The book covers a lot in the way of light and composition. And today, it's midday. Normally, it's not the best time to be out shooting scenics, midday sunlight. But fortunately, there are some clouds in the sky, and the sky is much more interesting than if it was just plain blue, no clouds. So that helps a lot. Another tip, midday sunlight is to use a polarizing filter.
Oh, yes. The polarizing filter is extremely important.
And if I can interject, Jack, I'll just tell you that this wonderful book, Scenic Photography 101, is how Carrie and I met. At one point, he sent me a little press release, and I liked it so much, I said, oh, let's invite this guy to teach classes. And he accepted, and he started teaching classes at Better Photo. And then he was such a good instructor, we invited him to come on staff. And so now often he jokes with us that, you know, all he did was visit Better Photo and give us a book, and now it's his full life. We've roped him in.
Well, and what is the job of a content manager there, Carrie?
Well, it involves quite a bit of things. I work with other instructors, professional photographers, and I love doing that. There are also a lot of articles on the site. I help out a little bit with the contest and... also helping in the development of new classes and working with their lessons when they turn them in.
And so when you have a big meeting like you folks had for your 10-year anniversary here, you are working with the individual instructors who work with the people who take the classes, and you develop new concepts, new techniques for teaching.
Correct. Yes, a lot of that. Oh, plus we also have four newsletters. One is called Photo of the Day that goes out every day with a spectacular photograph from the contest. And then we have a weekly newsletter and two monthlies, all free. If you go to betterphoto.com, click on the link that says newsletters, and you can get them, and I help edit them.
Wonderful, and you help edit them. Well, you know, an expert photographer such as yourself definitely has more than just a couple of tips about scenic photography. I'm looking out right now from the top of the Space Needle, in case you just joined us, and I see a ferry, and off in the distance. You see the ferry going across the water there, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, I've got to have some telephoto lenses to get good shots of that ferry. Can you give us some recommendations in scenic photography? What would be some good lenses to have in our kit?
Well, that's a good question, Jack. And for this ferry that's kind of floating across the bay, the longest lens you can get. And you can't go too long of a lens for that. But at the other extreme, wide angles. Wide angles are fantastic for scenic photography, for landscapes and such. And one tip with a wide angle, you have to get close to a foreground subject. And years ago when I first got my wide angle lens, like most people, I would shoot a scene and everything in the shot was just so tiny in the distance, and it's just terrible. And then I went to a seminar put on by a Kodak photographer, and he said, you have to think of a wide-angle lens as your foreground lens. And from that point on, success most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah. Any of the photos that we have on Photo Mall today were taken by you, Jim. Is that correct? These are your shots?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, Carrie, there is an example of what Carrie's talking about. If people go to Photo Mall and click on my name and look at the photos, there's one with the big pink lily, and that was taken at a wonderful place to photograph, Pike Place Market, down near the base here of Seattle and the Seattle Center area. And Pike Place Market is so much fun to go photograph. You know, you have flowers, you have fruit, you have all sorts of interesting subjects that you can move in on. And for this photo, I used a wide-angle lens, my 16-millimeter end of the 16 to 35-millimeter zoom lens, and I got very, very close to this, giant tiger lily. And what it does is it just... accentuates the size of this foreground object if you get in close. If you take a wide-angle lens and just shoot a scenic like from the vista, the roadside stop, then you're often gonna have a photo that doesn't quite translate to viewers back home because you're taking this amazing grand view and you're trying to package it in a tiny little 4x6 two-dimensional print, and it just doesn't do justice. But if you do what Carrie says and move in close to some interesting little detail right a few feet away from you, you can make something that allows the viewer to go back and forth between foreground and background. It's a great technique.
Okay, Carrie, you have a chance to correct Jim if he made any mistakes there.
Oh, that sounded great.
Your job is on the line.
Oh, it sounded terrific, in fact.
Sounding better all the time,
that
isn't it?
Excellent.
Well, if you're just joining us, we're high atop of the Seattle Space Needle. We're celebrating BetterPhoto.com's 10th anniversary. We have with us their content manager, Carrie Dreger, and the founder of BetterPhoto.com, Jim Motke. And, Jim, we're just about to go to break, so I just want to thank you for bringing Carrie on the show today. Carrie, I want to thank you for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jack and Jim.
And when we come back from the break, I think we'll do just our normal show wrap-up so you all can hear some of the tips that Jim has been thinking about, other than the ones that we've been giving you as we go along here. But if you ever get a chance to make it to Seattle, Jim, this is the place to come, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a definite must-stop for any photographer.
And the interesting thing that I'm seeing out there right now are the clouds and the formations of the clouds.
Yeah, they really are. And you can do some beautiful photos with that kind of subject.
Well, we'll come back with more right here on the Shutterbug Magazine radio show. We are syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
WS Radio and eBay Radio are pleased to make Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino the preferred destination of Las Vegas. For business or a well-deserved getaway, the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino offers world-class gambling, entertainment, spas, a wedding chapel, golf at Las Vegas's top six courses, and their exclusive Moorea Beach Club, located amidst the spacious 11-acre Mandalay Beach. Visit their world-famous Shark Reef, an adventure that will put you face-to-face with some of the most dangerous and exotic animals in the world. In June, Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino are proud to host eBay Live 2006, a three-day eBay extravaganza. Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino has something for everyone. For more information or to make reservations online, visit www.mandalaybay.com. That's mandalaybay.com. And remember, what happens at Mandalay Bay and Casino stays at Mandalay Bay and Casino.
Choosing the right franchise is a critical step for anyone looking for an efficient and profitable road to business ownership. Knowing where to begin the process of finding the right franchise can be a daunting task. So if you've ever dreamed of owning your own business but don't know where to start, remember this name, FranChoice. FranChoice provides a free service to prospective franchise owners. The FranChoice consultation process can save you both time and money in your search, provide you with intelligent choices based on your goals and preferences, and best of all, it's free to you. Our franchise experts will gather information about you, including your experience, goals, and desires for franchise ownership, arrange a confidential consultation, and develop a personalized model for use in evaluating franchise opportunities. Visit our website at www.franchoice.com. Find your perfect business match at franchoice.com. That's franchoice.com. FranChoice. Our mission is helping people realize their dreams.
They say you never get a second chance to make a first impression. Since email is the number one form of communication these days, it just makes sense that every email you send looks professional and promotes your company, website, products, and services. We are EmailThatSells.com, and our revolutionary on-letterhead system makes every email you send look like your company's letterhead, website, and marketing materials rolled into one. Plus direct links back to your information. Small businesses look better than the big guys. Make your email stand out from the rest. To see what one of our emails actually looks like, log on to emailthatsells.com and request a sample email. Or take us for a free 30-day test drive. That's how confident we are that you will see the results within the first 30 days. Think of how many emails you send each day. Log on to emailthatsells.com. The domain name says it all. Emailthatsells.com.
Internet radio, the fastest growing media of all time. You logged on for education or entertainment. Did you ever consider Internet radio for your own company? Introducing Corporate Internet Radio. Broadcast to the entire globe or make use of our newest offering, private broadcasts with PIN access and tracking. Use Corporate Internet Radio for internal communications, training, sales channels, or partners. Replace boring conference calls or expensive web conferencing with WS Radio's private broadcasts. Companies like IBM and the United Postal Service have had amazing results with our system. Best of all, we turnkey everything from production to streaming, archiving, PIN access, and tracking. Imagine the possibilities. To experience for yourself, log on to corporateinternetradio.com, click on the free membership button, and type in CIR. That's corporateinternetradio.com, access code CIR. Leave your competition in the dust.
Hard work, dedication, eating, breathing, and living a dream every day. Pushing harder, taking risks when others won't. Being fearless, being a leader, inspiring yourself, inspiring those around you. What does it take to be an entrepreneur? Our readers know. For nearly three decades, Entrepreneur Magazine has been the nation's leading resource for starting and growing a small business. Concise, hands-on advice so you can get in, get out, and get back to business. Expert columnists cover the latest in technology, money, management, and marketing, with products, services, and strategies for running better businesses. Visit Entrepreneur.com, the leading small business portal on the web, where you'll find over 100,000 pages full of information to help you stay ahead of your competition. We also invite you to listen to our full lineup of Entrepreneur radio shows covering franchising, e-biz, home biz, legal issues, sales and marketing, product sourcing, and more. To subscribe, log on now to Entrepreneur.com. That's Entrepreneur.com.
Talk to me.
Information, news, and entertainment on demand.
WSRadio.com.
Talk to me.
Welcome back to Shutterbug Magazine Radio with your host, Jack Warren.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jack, the voice of photographers. This segment of the show is brought to you by Photosimile. .com, home of your PC-controlled studio in a box. Go to photosimile.com. Jim, this is fantastic. We're high above the Seattle skyline in the Seattle Space Needle doing the 10th anniversary of betterphoto.com. Are you excited?
I am so excited. It's thrilling. And it was neat. You know, the tour guide here also mentioned that this was built for the 1962 World's Fair. And so, you know, what a fun celebration that was, too. And in that spirit, you know, I just can't express enough gratitude for 10 years. It just has been an amazing thing, and I would have never guessed that it would have been this popular. You know, I was just doing something I love, and I am a big believer in that. Do what you love, and the success will follow. And with this situation, digital photography just boomed. And it's just gone global. One other thing I'd like to mention really quick that I'm grateful for, and that's the fact that I just finished my third book, and my whole staff is rejoicing, and my students are happy. Everyone's happy because it's finally done.
Your wife?
And my wife, yeah. Yes, exactly.
Your niece?
Yes, even Julian, my son, the other day said, "Daddy, yay, you're done." So I wanted to thank the Better Photo members because I couldn't have done it without you. This group of people is an amazing group, and for this book, I surveyed them and asked them what they would like to learn, and within a few days, I got 1,000 responses. And
wow.
Reading through those questions helped me know what to write in this book. And so I'm excited. Hopefully, it'll be out before Christmas, The Better Photo Guide to Digital Nature Photography.
Well, you know, the thing is, Jim, and knowing you, even the length of time that we have, these several years, I know that you're a guy that likes to help people.
Thank you.
And,
I really do.
And I think that reflects in everything you do in your site. I'm excited about your new book coming out because I'm sure it will give us some help. In fact, give us
sure.
a little preview.
Yeah, and I will in the sense that we talked about a lot of tips, and these are also in the book. And anybody listening, grab a pencil and a paper. I'll go really quick to sum up the tips that we covered here. First of all, we talked about you need a website. Get a website, no doubt about it. Also, we talked about shooting at twilight to get that purple sky. When you need to zoom in close, use a telephoto lens and fill the frame. When you can, use a wide-angle lens and include a foreground object. And then also, Carrie briefly mentioned light and time of day. If at all possible, get up early and photograph. A half hour before dawn is when you should be there. You should be there before the light arrives. And then also photograph in the late afternoon and the evening.
So, and don't forget a polarizing filter.
And don't forget a polarizing filter, an awesome tool. And also one other, if you're really into it, a graduated neutral density filter. This is something that I discovered about 2 years ago, and when I did, it made all the difference in the world in my landscape photography. Graduated neutral density filter.
Oh boy, you know, we don't have much time left, but can you, that's a new one for me, aren't you?
Oh yeah, sure. What it is that when you're photographing a landscape, you often have a lot of contrast and tonal range in your image. The sky is very bright and the land is very dark, and the camera can't do justice to both. Usually in the past I've said, pick one and photograph it. With a graduated neutral density filter, it darkens the sky, so it balances out the overall exposure, and you get the best of both worlds.
Excellent. Jim, you always have such great tips.
Thank you.
And you can even remember them when we're high, 52 stories high.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Right. Woohoo!
We have lots of people to thank. You've thanked your staff. I want to thank Julie Rose for helping me put this together. I want to thank Carrie Drager for coming on the show today, the content manager of BetterPhoto.com. I always want to thank you, Jim.
And I want to thank you. Where would we be without you, Jack? It's just been a wonderful friendship. I'm so glad we met each other and have been able to do these fun shows together.
And there's one special guy who showed up that we want to give special thanks to.
Yeah, we really got to thank Chip, because Chip has been taking wonderful photos of the event, and I can't wait to see them on his website. What is that?
Which is Chip Shots or Chip... Chip's Hot Photos.
ChipsHotPhotos.com.
ChipsHotPhotos.com. Chip, it was interesting. We ran into each other in Tacoma the other night, and I went to look at my old office building. I used to have Fast Photo in town here, and we had stores all over, but our main office was in downtown Tacoma, and I was there. I went into a little coffee shop across the street, and Chip had just finished hanging a beautiful, looked like about a 16 by 20 photograph of the very district that I started my business in.
Wow, a trip down memory lane.
It was. So thanks for coming and taking the pictures today, Chip. I want to thank you, the listening audience, for staying tuned to the Shutterbug Magazine radio show on WSRadio.com. We are syndicated by Brain Food Media, global food for thought.
If you want to stop eBay shoppers dead in their tracks with attention-getting photos, check out the Deflector from SharpPix.com. The Deflector is a portable studio for product photography that resembles a large briefcase. It unfolds into a tabletop background stand with an integrated reflective background that gives you web-quality pictures with your own digital camera. You get an even white background without hassle and without hours of editing. Your items will look like they're floating in air, just like the glossy photos you see in Premier mail order catalogs. The Deflector is your own personal photo studio designed to work with a flash as the main light source. Eye-catching pictures can skyrocket your sales on eBay. And now, with the Deflector, your products will stand out from the rest. And at a fraction of the cost and none of the headaches of hiring a professional photographer. Here's your secret weapon to outsell the competition. Finally, web quality photography for the rest of us. Go to SharpPix.com. That's SharpPix.com.